The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is LaGrasso versus LaGrasso right here on Vince Russo's The Brand and Big Vito Brand Audio. I am the Mrs. part. I am Noelle Harlow, Mrs. LaGrasso. And this is the Mr. part, my husband, handsome as he is, name on his shirt, Big Vito LaGrasso. How are you in the new year, Vito?
It's the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G, former Knickerbocker, former rapper, former shaker, baker, candlestick maker, and everything else.
I saw you in your tiger thong. You're not a former shaker. You were shaking on Saturday. Oh my
God. As you can see, people, the tan is in. The body is, I can't even tell you. It's just, body's looking good. Body's
looking good. What about me?
You're looking beautiful.
Huh? Thank you, handsome man. Guys, we're sorry we weren't with you last week with the unfortunate incident happened in Nashville. Internet was touch and go here, so we were unable to record or go live with our normal Getting Color and pregame shows, but we are able to record for you, and you just finished a show with Goldilocks, guys, so make sure you go over to our Twitch at twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand and check that. Oh, Goldie was great. She's so much fun. We're going to have her back on again. Week before that, we had Ben Hameen, so your pregame show's doing great. Like, everybody seems to dig it.
Everybody's liking it. I'm happy with it, you know, and I think that being an interviewer, I think maybe I found my niche.
You're good at it.
You know, shaker, baker, candlestick maker, former Nick, former rapper, present interviewer.
He's so goofy today. Vito, unfortunately for you, I have some very sad news. You lost the vote. Vince Russo is not a grunge.
You guys are liars.
No way. Only
Russo
you think
brand
that I won.
Full of shit. You guys stink.
We love Vince Russo and... I'm sorry, but it didn't work out for you.
Oh, my albums, my albums.
I thought you were the album guy. What do you call yourself? Didn't you say you're like the album or what are you? The people's album. That's
I'm the people's album.
The people's album. What? I'm the people's album.
Oh, my God.
I feel like the mic is too far away.
Would you like me to
go ahead? Yeah, if you could just move that a scotch so I don't have to scream. So, Vito, you look wonderful as always.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we get into this week's debate topic?
Nothing. I just want to say I hope everybody had a happy new year. I hope that everybody had a good Christmas. I wish everybody the best this year. We've got a lot of good things happening. You know, keep your eyes and ears open. Big Vito has got some things in the works.
You got some irons in the fires.
That's it.
I've heard rumors. I hear it's going to be good. So right. I'm on board with all that. Now, Vito, you presented me with a topic because we had a little bit of a tiff over this the other day.
It was awesome. I mean, I think it's great.
Why don't you present your topic and then I'll translate for the non-Vito speaking people out there.
Is it okay if you got a good pick with your partner to cut them out so you could use it as a profile pic for Facebook?
So what Vito is saying is this. If you take like a lovely holiday photo with your spouse or whatever, can you, is it okay for you to crop your spouse out of the photo and make that a your default profile picture on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, just crop your spouse out. Now, Vito has done this to me, and I had to show him today. Literally, if you go to Big Vito LaGrasso Facebook, there is a picture of Vito, and there's a beautiful hand on his arm like this. It's my hand.
That's because she's grabbing onto my coattail.
We were dancing.
We were not dancing, all right?
Yes, we were.
You're grabbing onto my coattail.
We were at Ace Darling's wedding. I was not grabbing your coattail is not up here. Your coattail's down there.
But you were hanging on from the top and going, yo, Vito, don't leave me.
I doubt that.
You did.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think
so. No, I don't think that happened.
I think so.
Do you guys think it's okay? Vito, why don't you start the debate on why you think it's okay to cut me out of your social media life?
A good pick is a good pick, and you need to use it when you got to.
But, Vito, what if I look cute in the picture? You're just going to cut me out of the picture?
Yeah, but you saw the pictures of you out there. Because, I mean, for me.
But social media is supposed to be a billboard of your actual life. It's basically an advertisement for your life. And I am your life, Vito.
It's an advertisement for how handsome I am, you good-looking son of a bitch.
I am your life. Aren't you proud of the wife that you have? Aren't you proud of this wife that you have that you wouldn't want me to be your profile picture?
Babe, you're in everything.
That's because you drag me with you.
I try not. So if I drag you with me, right?
All the time.
Hold on. If I drag you with me and I cut you out to make a profile picture, you just answer my own
question. I'm insulted.
Oh, no, don't be insulted.
I am because I don't want to drag you with
me. I don't want to drag you with me. I want to be my own.
Stop dragging me.
But that's why I cut you out.
Here, babe. Take a picture with me, babe.
Stop touching me.
I will touch you as I choose. I married you. I own this.
No.
I own it. Everybody knows it, too. Everybody knows it too. So you think it's okay to, what if I crop you out of the picture?
I can give a shit.
That's not true. I'll hear this. I'm not in the picture. What happened to me? Nobody talked about my weight loss. I got you. Cause you know it's the truth. It's the truth.
We go through this weight loss thing because my wife, don't you notice my weight loss?
I never say that. You all say it time. All the time.
Oh, what a lie.
It's not a lie. You said it just a little while ago. We're going, you said, you look like you lost weight, babe. And I was like, oh, really, babe? Thank you. And then you marched your little half-naked ass in the bedroom and went, nobody talks about my weight loss, walking away. And I was like, you look great,
but
babe.
But this weight loss thing was going on from last year.
Oh, I lost my shoe. Did you see that?
You're just freaking lie. You sit on a throne of lies.
No way. You live on a throne
of
lies.
No, I don't. I live on freaking truth. Justice in the American way.
Like Superman. You're lying about the weight thing. Truth, justice in the... What a great American you are, Big Vito. But you're lying right now because you do say the weight loss thing all the time.
No.
You say it every day, daily. You say, if I see you, like in the morning, like we get up and I see you and the first thing you go is, nobody talked about my weight loss today. And it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. So who do you want to talk about?
I never said that ever, honey. I'm too busy in the kitchen making you eggs or pancakes or breakfast.
You better be making me eggs and pancakes, dog.
I'm probably one of your admirers.
My sister.
Oh.
She's sending me a TikTok because that's what we do all day when you don't have a life.
She has
a broken leg and she's stuck in bed and I'm here with you.
She's got a fine-looking system, people. She had a fine-looking system.
They know. They've heard her on the show. She's got that sexy doctor voice. She's a doctor. Like, I think you married the wrong sister.
Huh?
You married the wrong sister. And she's out there with your doctorate. You stuck with me.
Yeah, I mean, she got a broken leg.
She can't run away from you.
She had a broken arm.
You know what she told me? I don't make a sandwich. I'll tell you later. No, what she told me her future was, but I won't tell you. we'll tell you later. No, seriously, Vito, you honestly believe that it's okay to just cut your wife out of a picture because you think you look good?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you leave your wife in?
Or because there's some pictures that you need for social media that need to be you.
No, you said Facebook. Nothing needs to be. This isn't LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I can understand. Except with you and me.
And Twitter.
We work together.
And
we're
Twitter,
partners.
We need.
Why Twitter?
Why not?
Why Twitter?
Why do you have to be in everything?
I don't. But why do you have to cut me out of your photo?
Because
social
I need
media?
Photos.
Of what?
Me.
You have plenty of photos of you.
Oh my God.
I have about 4,000 selfies of you between your car and the Walmart. Especially when you have the beard. When you have a beard, you never stop taking selfies of yourself. Cause you're like, oh yeah, look at the beard. Huh? I got hair. I can grow hair. Huh?
Oh my God.
When is the beard coming back?
Right now I'm enjoying his handsome face right now.
Have you guys ever seen anybody love themselves as much as Vito loves himself?
But I'm a good-looking motherfucker.
Oh, babe. So, wait. So, what? You're a good-looking motherfucker, as you say. So, it's okay to cut me out. Well, what am I, dog meat?
No, honey.
What am I? Am I ugly?
But I need a good-looking motherfucker picture sometimes.
Am I ugly?
But I need a good-looking motherfucker picture sometimes.
Guys, do you think I'm ugly? Sorry if I'm
stupid. I need for myself a picture.
Am I ugly that Vito should cut me out? Am I an ugly woman? Am I ugly and I don't know about it? Because Vito wants to cut me out of his social media pictures. Am I ugly like that? That I need to be cut out of your social media pictures?
Listen, you're still with the Russo brand, right?
Yeah, because Vince Russo's my friend.
No, he... Whose friend is he before you? Mine.
You realize I met Vince before I met you.
That's not the answer.
But it doesn't matter. So don't act like you're the end-all be-all of this relationship.
You're lucky you're here on the brand because of me.
Are we going to start this again? Because we had a vote and you lost that vote too.
As you're Big only surprise. Here because of me.
Vito, really, you can say all these things and whatever, but the bottom line is it is rude and wrong to cut your spouse out of your profile picture if you take a lovely family holiday picture together. It's wrong. And I can't believe that you think it's okay. Do you know what picture you cut me out of on your social media that stung the worst?
What?
Our first dating anniversary picture where you took me to a restaurant, but I don't remember where you took me. Bill Alfonso was randomly there. I don't know why, but we were at this restaurant and like it was back like when the bump thing was in. So I had the big hair like Snooki and I'm all dressed in this black Marilyn Monroe dress and you're in a nice button down and we're taking a picture in front of this really pretty wall. And all of a sudden when I looked on your Facebook, I was cut out of the anniversary picture. Anniversary picture. Our first one. And it was just you like this. But there was nothing here. It was a square.
It was an ad.
I was gone. I was in our anniversary. And here I am like a stooge on my Facebook page, like loving it up. And then I look at yours and I'm like, the photo is the same photo. You cut me out of the anniversary photo. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
Be cool, babe.
No. There is no being cool because now you know. Like I called you out and you're sitting there laughing like it is okay.
I don't even remember doing it.
Did it.
Because I have so many awesome pics of myself.
Fido, what did you buy yourself for Christmas this year?
I have no idea.
No, seriously, you should tell everybody because you bought yourself Christmas gifts because you love yourself so much. Not that he didn't buy me Christmas gifts because I did. I got a beautiful ring and some nice outfits and some other things. But you bought yourself Christmas gifts because you love yourself, right?
I don't remember.
Don't fucking lie in front of the people. Don't lie in front of the Wreck-It Ralph picture. Eric Kendrick.
I got a killer tan going on.
Vito, tell the truth. You bought yourself a couple pairs of Versace glasses, a couple watches, some shoes. Did you not? On top of the gifts I bought you. Did you not buy yourself these? And then when they showed up at the door, you acted all surprised and excited that you gave yourself gifts. Did you not do these things? The house isn't big enough for your big-headed ego anymore. You actually bought yourself Christmas gifts because you love yourself so much. You can't get my shoe off again.
I bought some expensive gear.
You can't even stop laughing. You can't even stop laughing because you bought yourself like what? How much was your watch? $800?
Baby.
You bought it like, you're like, oh, here, babe. Here's some mermaid tights. Oh, Santa brought me an $800 Bulova. Here, babe. Here's a t-shirt with peaches on it. Oh, look, Versace glasses. And on top of it, I bought you stuff. So like you were like, nobody loved you more than you at the holidays.
Did I? When I was.
Hold on.
In all fairness, all seriousness. Right. When I was buying things, did I say, babe, can I buy you something?
Oh, yeah. He always does. He never cuts me out.
Okay. All right.
I got, what did I get? A pair of jeans.
Okay. And a shirt. So when I'm buying myself something, I always buy something for my wife.
But
there is no
but. It's not a but for you. It's not a but for you. Wait. It's not a but for you. He always does say that. Always. But I don't want to be like, oh, Vito, I'll take an $800 watch because I could. If I want $800, I'll buy it for myself. I wouldn't want you to do that for me. I wouldn't want an $800 watch. But if I did, oh, and you bought me a watch. I forgot. Thank you. You did, and a bracelet.
Thank you.
But here's the thing. you bought yourself Christmas presents. So who loves you more than you? Who loves you more? And then you were like, oh, you know, nobody got me any presents. Like, nobody needs to get you any presents. You bought them for yourself. I'm the only one that gets you gifts, which is a lie.
Nobody's going to treat me like friggin' me.
No one loves you like you.
Yeah, nobody loves me like me. So that's why Rich Russo didn't buy me no gifts. Virtue, Duke, nobody.
Virtue sent you something that's just not here yet because the mail's all messed up.
All right. All right. People, I work all year. I do double duty. I take care of this woman. I deserve some shit.
Vito, E sent you a whole spa thing.
Huh?
Your sister-in-law, the love of your life, yeah. E sent you a whole
because
spa
she knows me. She cares because I try to take care of myself.
And mom and dad sent us a gift card because they're not shopping.
That I said you can have and go shop.
But I bought you a shirt with it.
But I didn't want a shirt. I said go shop at Disney.
But I still bought you a shirt. But nobody treated you like you on Christmas.
Because nobody loves me like me.
I love you, but you cut me out of your profile pictures. I'm just a hand on your guys, you recognize this? It's the same hand that's on your Facebook profile picture.
You're trying to hold me back. That's what it is.
No.
Yeah, when you put a hand on my shoulder, every time it's a hand.
We were dancing.
We were not dancing. You're always trying to hold me back.
I will show you the picture taken right before that picture where we were dancing. And by the way, it's an older picture. We don't dance. Well, he does. I can't dance like that anymore, but it's a little bit of an older picture, but you wouldn't be able to tell because Vito looks exactly the same because he never changes ever. So Vito,
yeah.
If I cut you out of my photo, honestly, you would be butthurt about it.
I really could give two shits if you do it.
He says these things, folks, but at the end of
no,
the day.
No, folks, believe me, I can give two shits. Like, I'm worried about
I've
a friggin'
folks before. At the
photo.
End of the day, at the end of the day, he'd be like, oh, who am I? I was no photo. You cut me out. Nobody talks about my weight loss. And then that would be that.
No. You're trying to make, you see, I let you be on the show.
I let you
be on the Russo brand. Okay. Lucky I let you be here.
I'll be wherever I want. Perhaps you don't know me well. The people yeah, know. I yeah, just show up wherever I feel like showing
no,
up.
But if things were to be like permanent, you wouldn't be here no more. Right. You wouldn't be on the Russo brand. You wouldn't be in any pictures. All right. You wouldn't be on Facebook. All right. Things would be complicated.
You just thanked me on Facebook this week. And then you're going to come out here and say all this stuff. Right. He said a thank you. Should I read it?
Hold on a second. I'm doing a thank you. Right. But who's bitching and moaning about a freaking picture?
It's not that. It's that you made this effort to talk about cutting your spouse out of a picture the other day. And then you were like, oh yeah, that should be the topic. And I was like, well, yeah, you cut me out of photos. And then you were like, no, yeah, I haven't. And then I had to say, yes, here's a picture. Here's a picture. And then you were like, like you laughed at it.
I do that because a picture doesn't mean nothing.
But it does.
But you still,
you're cutting your
but
spouse.
You're still here, right?
You're cutting. Where am I going to go?
Hold on, lucky I don't cut you out of my life. Thank you. You're still employed by Vito LaGrasso.
You're lucky. I don't cut you out because I do everything for you on this thingy. Everything.
I could have Virtue do it or Jeff Lane or somebody like that.
I'm replaceable then. You're saying I'm replaceable by
dudes. You're saying
dudes.
That you do all these great things.
I'm replaceable by dudes.
Okay.
Well, who's going to handle you in the bedroom? Because I think Jeff Lane
and Virtue aren't applications
that way.
In.
Oh, you're taking applications now. Oh, well, maybe I should start taking applications. What do you think? You're going to tap applications.
When you get
well,
your
maybe
own
I should.
When you get your own place.
This is my own place. This is my own place. I have my own place. This. You act like you own it all.
I do own it all.
No, you don't.
All right.
This is our house. If you start capping on shit like Scarface, this will be the first time there'll be bloodshed on the Russo Network. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to put up with tap it. I own it. Tap it. I own it. I own it. Oh, will you tap in your own iPad? Please. Here, I'll tap my iPhone. Oh, whoopity doo.
Hold on. But half this shit is mine.
No, it's not. Well, half. No, look how profile. No, I paid for these too.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. So. we're supposed to be married. It's not supposed to be about what you paid for. It's supposed to be ours. But you're constantly saying everything is yours because somewhere in your head, you think the whole world is yours. You really are like Scarface. Don't you touch it because that's mine.
No, I hate to tell you.
Hate to tell you.
No, you get one. I get one.
No, both of these are mine.
No, you did not. I paid for it.
No, you did not.
I bought that.
That.
Thank you.
That.
I bought it.
That.
This is yours.
You didn't buy this.
Yes, I did.
Why are we arguing in front of the people about who paid for what when really none of us even remember
because
who
you're
paid
trying
for
to
it?
Cut, you're trying to cut out people from shit.
No, you're cutting out people from shit from your profile picture. You're the one cutting out. Not me. You're the cutter. I'm not the cutter.
Oh, my God.
I'm the cuttee. I didn't cut you out.
All right, but right now you're still on the program, right?
I'm half the program.
I can get a new co-host.
Who are you going to get?
I can get people. I can get some chicks.
Who? That one you tried to fix your friend up with, Rose, with the missing teeth and the blonde green jacket?
No, I can go upgrade.
Rose's sister, Helen?
There's a whole other flock of people I can get to be a co-host, okay?
Oh, they got a whole flock of seagulls.
And them bitches got their own studios.
Nobody in this 55 and older golf course has a studio.
But we're not talking about doing it here. We're talking going back to Champions Gate.
You're probably going to go to Caliente. You already lost the Nike Resort vote, Vito. That's not...
Listen, if I have to go back to Tampa to do this stuff, I'll be closer to Hogan's.
Go. Move in with Hulk Hogan.
No. Hey, by the way, congratulations to Hulk, I mean Terry, as his friends call him, about opening up the new place this week.
We were supposed to go and someone ruined it. Not us. We didn't ruin it. Somebody else ruined it. We were supposed to go.
No, I was going to take Noelle to Hogan's beach shop in Orlando because we're going to take some pictures and we're going to do some stuff. She got up at 2 o'clock.
One. It was fun.
I already been to the gym. I was doing, making her, getting her situated. But that was the plan today, but she wasn't feeling up to snuff, so we're going to have to do it next week.
Right. But 26 is when the shop opened, but they delayed it. And the one in Tampa. And they delayed it to this week, and I was supposed to go with somebody and something happened. And we ended up going, but we will make it to Hogan's, the restaurant, and we're going to have to, videotape it. We're definitely
pictures up. My friend Mike. The guy who likes your 90-Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
He's got pictures on his Facebook of Hogan's because he went this week. Went yesterday.
Oh, did he go?
I think he went Saturday.
Supposedly the food is really good. I saw pictures. It looked amazing.
And they said the place looks good. Everything was cool.
It's in a nice spot in Clearwater. It's on the little island part.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to going to Hogan's, my old stomping grounds.
We're
going to
go. We're going to go. We'll take videos for you guys. And Vito will take a picture of him and Hulk Hogan and cut me out of it. You will, won't you? You need to cut me out?
I didn't say anything.
I saw the look on your face. It looked like this. And whenever you look like that, I know what's going on in your head. You cut me.
Baby, why would I do that, baby?
Because you're you.
Baby, I wouldn't cut you out.
Really?
Really?
Do you love me? Do you love me?
No, babe.
You don't love me?
Oh, my God.
Do you love me? Do you love me? On your little beak, you love me. It's okay to say it. Tell the world.
All right. Why don't you put the plugs in? Okay?
Yes, sir.
Put the plugs in for the show.
All right, guys.
What we got going on. Talk about the new stuff we got going on this year.
All right. First off, we got to get to the vote. So, guys, if you think it's okay for you to cut your spouse out of your profile picture on social media, or if you think it's not okay, go ahead over to Twitter at Magic Capital T Spiller. That's me. And vote. Vito lost last week where Vince Russo isn't the Grinch. Maybe he'll lose this week when I It's my sister with another TikTok. Maybe he'll lose this week when you guys decide that it's not right to cut Noel out of your photo because it's inappropriate. But anyway, you got 5 days to vote, 5 days to vote. And then we will say the winner on next week's show. And I think it's going to be me. I just have a funny feeling. So we got a lot of stuff going on, guys. We are about to relaunch our Patreon coming up soon. We are working with some fantastic people that are going to help run it because we couldn't do it ourselves. It's a lot of work and I'm not that smart. So we got some people to help. So that's going to be launching. We are going to be coming back with the group therapy on Tuesdays because there is, oh my God, I have this show that I watch on TLC with 90 Day Fiancé. It is called The 1,000-Pound Sisters. Have you ever seen this show? The 1,000-Pound Sisters. We're going to be talking about it. It's going to be coming back on Tuesday. I'm going to have some of the girls on to talk with me. Might bring South Philly Mean back in, some of the girls, see what they're up to, see what's going on. I plan on having, I'm going to have Goldie on eventually. Kimberly will come on eventually. So we're going to have some serious talks about some, you know, serious television. Also, don't forget to watch Getting Color and Virtue's Brand of Wrestling and our new show called Pregame. Goldilocks was on this week. All of that will be available on Big Vito Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand, and check out Big Vito's social media under The Big Vito Brand. You've had some good matches and stuff up on your Instagram, and somebody had shared the thing. Do you want to talk about that before we go?
Yeah, everything is going good. Instagram is booming now. And thank you all, everybody, for your support. I appreciate it.
Instagram is the same at The Big Vito Brand. So make sure you follow it. All kinds of good matches and good fun. And Vito likes to interact with everybody there. So we will catch you guys next week right here. We'll catch you back here next week on Mr. versus Mrs. Bye-bye.